Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, we live. Are we live?
We are live.
All right. This is Hump Day. Hump Day with Harrell. How you guys doing out there, man? It's been a minute. We got some little technical difficulties. Obviously, that's what we always have on our radio show. But, hey, we're not scared. Chris Rossi is helping us out in the studio. So he's going to have the controls tonight. So bear with us while we work out some bugs and stuff. We got a whole new gig going, so we got to work through a few things, but we're going to get it going. How's everyone doing out there, man? I'm excited. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing good. This is awesome, man. We're up here on your boat, you know, looking over the Delta. It's pretty nice. This is nice studio you have now, Harrell.
It's the better studio, huh?
It is. Definitely a better studio.
we got some good prizes tonight, man. We're going to give away some stuff. We're giving away a KPX entry fee. We're giving away a pit spot with Nevada Kart Sport Racing. So we've got some big prizes, man. This is a KPX weekend for both days. I mean, that's pretty big, you know. But you can't be on the team already. We're not there to... Uh-oh. Why are you starting music? He's got dogs barking.
I got dogs barking. You know, they're chasing the fish in the water right now.
Oh, see? I didn't even see the dogs. I didn't even know you brought dogs.
Yeah, they're on the
back. So anyways, we're going to play one quick song, and then we're going to get rolling here. We're going to try not to play as much music as we used to. And a lot of people said, hey, too much music, more flapping. Usually it's not like that. People don't want me to flap as much, and they'd rather hear something else. But apparently we want to hear flapping. So we're going to talk about a lot of stuff tonight. How you guys holding up on this lockdown thing? Oh, my gosh. It's driving people crazy, right? No racing, not even any driving. I mean, it's wild. I'm getting I've been pretty lucky. I'm still working. What do you call it? A necessity job? Is that what it is? What's it called, Chris?
Well, essential person. You know, you are a necessity.
Essential.
Though, you know, yeah, everybody needs you.
I'm an essential, right? I don't know about that. Everyone could probably do without me, with or without me. But you know what? Now you got to listen to me flap because we're starting to show up again. I'm really excited. I am. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. But we're going to go to a song now, and we'll be back in after like one song, and we'll get this thing started, man. Glad everyone's here. Hang out, tell a friend, grab a beer, grab a water, grab whatever you want. Hang out for an hour, huh? What do you say?
Sounds good.
This is Harrell, Hump Day with Harrell. You're listening to us exclusively on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I put the pedal down.
taking up whatever is mine. I'm running.
I don't hear any music, so I think that's our cue, huh? What's
that's
up, everybody? How you doing? It's Harrell here. We've got Chris Rossi with us here, and we've also got Rodney Rivera from Nevada Kart Sport Racing. He was gracious enough to donate a pit spot for the first KPX race, and that's for both days, man. That's a big prize, Rodney. You just didn't even hold back, huh? You just charged right in.
Yeah, definitely. Try to get things moving in the right direction for all the racers out there. Just provide a pit spot for and some advice and stuff for somebody that's not committed to a race team. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing. That's the one of the rules is you can't be already on a race team and then go over to Rodney's for, you know, if we're not there or he's not there to try to take him. But, you know, that's not what he's about. So if you're not on a team, it's a chance for you to get on a team, see what it's all about. See how it works behind the scenes. Man, just get a pit spot with Nevada Kart Sport. I think it'll be a great thing. So I'm not sure how we're going to give it away. We might just have to do the fifth caller or something, but listen to the show because before the end of the show, we will be giving away 2 days with Rodney Rivera and Nevada Kart Sport Racing at the first KPX race and also a entry fee for the KPX first KPX race also. So that's two big prizes, man. You know, someone I guess could win both prizes. If you're the fifth caller twice in a row or whatever caller, then you can win them both, huh? Right?
Exactly.
I mean,
I think so.
Shoot.
I'm going to have to call in.
Two of them.
You know, Rodney says I'm going to. He says he has some good advice to give out. I can use all the advice I need. You know?
No, he said vice. Vice, like Miami Vice.
Oh.
He's
the
vice.
Well, yeah.
That's what he meant.
Well, I don't need that.
It'll cost you extra, Chris.
I know it will. I'll take all your time.
But how's everyone holding up, man, with this whole lockdown thing? Have you guys been pretty much stay at home, stay where you are, or what have you guys been doing? Are you on lockdown? I've been going to work, but man, I've been washing my hands every freaking time I get. I've been sterilizing. I've been staying away from people. I wear my mask for the last 3 weeks. I've been wearing a mask anywhere I went. There was at a point I was the only one wearing a mask in a store. It kind of tripped me out that other people weren't, you know? Like they weren't scared or whatever, but I've taken it pretty serious, man, and I'm trying really hard not to put myself in that position to get the damn thing, you know? It's scary.
Yeah,
you guys
it
think?
Is scary. It's, I mean, I'm talking to, you know, a lot of the racers throughout the weeks, and they're just bored. They're chomping at the bit to go test, to go drive a go-kart, to do anything. And, you know, once they lift this restriction, I think, you know, the clubs are going to be packed with racers out there testing.
Right. And that's going to be the thing, is they're going to say it's going to be minimal people. You know, like you can only have a gathering of 50 or less people. Right. That's one number I heard, you know. And So how do we do that? We have 50 people. We race Saturday and Sunday and do 50 and 50. Or what do we do? I mean, there's 300 people that go, not just racers, but families and stuff, too, you know.
What do we do about that?
How do we go about that?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. But, you know, another thing before we even get to that point is a lot of these clubs are going to need some help getting the doors open. You know, they haven't had their lawns mowed or stuff blown off the tracks. And so, you know, they have a couple good weekends, you know, in order to get these clubs back open once it's, you know, they release us. So it's, you know, I think we're going to have to help a lot of these clubs out to get back on the track.
Right. That's great. So, you know, if you do belong to a club, or if you don't belong to a club, check in with them and make sure they don't need stuff. You know what I mean? Because you can get out there right now and start, you know, prepping some stuff. Maybe if you're bored, you can call your club and tell them, hey, is there anything I can do? Can I go mow a lawn? Can I go, you know, do whatever? And you could probably go out, you know, as long as you're with you and your, you know, family or something, and go out and do some stuff already. It's a way to get out of the house because they're allowing you to go out of the house and do stuff. So as long as you can go there and there's not too many people, I don't see why you couldn't go start, you know, prepping some stuff, right? What do you guys think?
I totally agree.
What's your track doing, Rodney? What's your track doing?
Our track is still open, yeah. It's still open to the current members. You know, obviously you got to abide by all the social distancing and those sort of rules that we have in place. But yeah, I mean, these are unprecedented times. We've never had to deal with this sort of thing. And, you know, you just kind of live day to day and kind of hope for something new and something better to change day by day. And we're just not, you know, the humans and Americans in general, we're not wired for this, you know. We shake hands, we hug people, our loved ones and our friends, and we hang out and we do stuff together. And, you know, this is like
those
distance to everything we like to do, you know. So it's tough. It's tough for people, you know.
I don't get hugged from you, Rodney. I don't know. You know, if you hug your friends, and I don't know if I'm a friend because you don't hug me. Rossi, you don't hug me either. We're not friends, or what's this thing? I don't know. Your friends, you got to hug. I need hugs, but I must not have too many friends because they don't hug me. Especially now, everyone's like, get away. Too close.
Yeah.
But it is scary out there, you know. I mean, I think, you know, I see people's points, you know, where it's like, man, we got to open up the economy. We got to get things rolling again, you know what I mean, before it gets too gnarly. But we also got to be careful that this thing don't come back with a vengeance, you know. I mean, it's. I was looking up some history, and the blue bubonic plague or whatever back in the day, it went kind of like this, and they nipped it in the butt, and then they let everyone go back and start doing their thing, and it came back even gnarlier and started just slaying people, you know. So you've got to really be careful and make sure that you do abide by the social distancing and really do wash your hands. I mean, I see people I'm not picking on anybody, but in Florida, the beaches are packed. There's hundreds of people on the beaches, and they're not all 6 feet apart. Sorry. You know what I mean? They're just not. So we really got to abide by the rules and nip this thing in the butt, man. I mean, I want everything to get back to normal too, but it's going to take a little time, you know. I mean, we're going to have to live with this thing for a minute, I think. So we got to be real careful. I think the world as we knew it is not obsolete, but it might be a minute before it gets back to where we were, you know. It really might.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't know.
Sure. No doubt.
Dude, I got some.
I agree.
What's this guy? I got some dude doing about 100 miles an hour down the river right now. You guys hear him? It's going to get loud here for a minute. He's in a big old boat. He's going to come ripping right by my little boat. He's flying. What's up? Man. Was that loud? Did you guys hear it?
No, I didn't hear nothing.
Oh, you didn't hear it? Oh.
No,
that was
Rossi.
Loud.
I had a problem with my microphone. I got it fixed, so I'm back on.
Man, see, you're good. You're nipping stuff in the butt.
I'm trying.
It's good. It takes a minute, man. It takes a minute, you know? It does. I've been doing it a long time, so it's like I get on there, it's easy. I'm not at my computer right now. I'm in the studio. I mean, I can't get it going either. I got this little thing, and it just won't let me. It won't work. I don't know why. So that's why Rossi's taking the charge tonight, and you're doing a great job, Rossi.
Well,
but,
part of the reason why I wanted to take charge of this because every time I'm on the show, you always end up muting me. So now you can't mute me.
Yes, I can. I can run to a computer real quick. But that was only one time. That was only one time, and you were talking and kept talking and talking and talking. So I just muted you, and we were making fun because I knew you'd be still talking. I'm all, watch, you'll be still talking. We'd go back and they'd get you back on, and you'd be going, yeah, 2 and 2 is 4, and da da da.
Fun times, man. That was some fun times.
I apologize for that. That was kind of mean, but
no.
Shoot. Ronnie, what are you doing? I mean, I don't know how's business. It's kind of slowed down, I imagine, for you. You know, what are you guys doing these days? Are you just kind of hanging out, or what's the scoop for Nevada Kart Sport? What are you guys up to?
The local scene is still pretty much alive for me since our track is still open. Guys still need their carts worked on and things like that. So, just doing and calling my customers, making sure everybody's doing all right, making sure that, you know, they don't need anything, things like that. It's obviously business has gone down a little bit, but, you know, I'm fine. You know, my business is going to be fine, and we just wait it out through this stuff and, you know, just doing things, doing things behind the scenes and things that most people, you know, normally don't see, you know, shops doing and other forms of income and stuff like that we do to stay in business. Everything just still kind of continues on, but, obviously the racing side of it is what's been put on hold.
Yeah, that's a bummer, man. It really is. It's like we should be in the full-on season. Are we getting close to the second KPX race that we would be having, right?
Exactly. It's, you know, a couple weeks at Davis, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
So we'd be already into round two of the KPX, you know, and round two or three at some of the clubs, you know. I know that the Durbins, man, they just got that place, Prairie City, and, man, they shut it down. They got to be making them a little nervous, but they're going to be fine too. That place got, you know, a lot busier. They've done some good things over there too, you know, cleaned it up really nice, and they're running that track backwards. Have you guys, either of you got to run that track backwards?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. I haven't, but I'm looking forward to it.
What do you think of it, Rodney? What do you think of the backwardsness of it?
It's a different challenge, you know. I think it's a good thing for sure. Sometimes, you know, running these tracks over and over and over and over and over, you know, it kind of gets monotonous and routine. And him doing that is a Donald doing that. They're doing such good things over there with that track. And Donald just wanted to change it up, and I think it's great. Sometimes you'll have different people. Maybe some people feel better, making predominantly right-hand turns over left-hand turns. You just never know. And it's always good to change things up and in a dramatic fashion like that to make it more challenging for the drivers. And like I said, sometimes you'll get new winners. Maybe the track clicks a certain way for somebody, you know, you just never know. And I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Right. It's definitely it's tougher to pass, I think, going backwards there. You know what I mean? It's already a tough place to pass, and it's a little bit tougher to pass. That's the only thing I can say. But I like it. It flows pretty good, man. It's fun to drive backwards. It really is. And I guess where we come into turn one, where we're going to funnel in, I guess, is going to be a little hairy too, man. It gets a little – it's going to be just as hairy as going the other way. You know what I mean? Going to turn one the other way. It's going to get tight in there. But it'll make some fun racing, you know. That's all I know is it's going to be some fun racing. I can't wait to get out there, and I hope we nip this thing in the butt, man.
Yep.
We've got Steven Isert is actually going to call in. In fact, I should probably make sure he has the number. He's one of the ones that said, "Hey, Harrell, you need to start your show again, man. We need to get that going." You know, and I've heard that from a few people. And then Rossi called up and said, "Hey, let's get this thing going." And I just kind of took a break. What it is it got so big, it got bigger than me, kind of. You know what I mean? I couldn't do it all by myself, answer the phones and do the show and this and that. It's got kind of too big for me, man. So I kind of just took a step back, and then maybe a little too big of a step back. But we were due for a break, I think, you know, and we're going to get it going again. I think we're on our 210th show is what this one was. So, and we've done a lot of shows, man. We've got a lot in there. And they're all archived. If you guys ever want to go listen to an old show, you can go to Blog Talk Radio. Go to the search bar and search Hump Day with Harrell, and they're all on there. They're all on there. So you can listen to all the old ones.
And there's some good ones, too. Some good ones. So
yep,
now,
yep,
Rodney.
Yep, there is.
You know, what chassis are you guys running right now? What are you guys running right now?
Obviously, we switched over to the VLR product for our 206 program early last year. That was just to kind of change things up. Rod and Art had called me and wanted me to kind of take over up here with pushing the product. We kind of went that direction, and it's worked really well. I mean, the cart it's a really good go-kart. Really surprised at how easy that cart is to drive and to drive fast. It's a really nice cart. With my two cycle side, obviously we're doing all the Burrell stuff still. So
yeah,
we've got pretty good carts no matter what you want to get into with the 206 or cadet stuff. VLR just came out with their new cadet chassis.
Nice.
Did really well also. So yeah.
Oh really? They got a little one now.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah, just moving along with the VLR product, with the low horsepower stuff, and then the Burrell product, and a lot of Ricardo stuff. A lot of my customers seem to like the blue stuff, so you'll see a lot of blue Ricardo stuff under my tent for sure.
Well, kind of matches
They're
your
nice.
Eyes.
They're good-looking carts.
Yeah, definitely.
What's that?
Definitely nice carts.
I like my VLR though. I'm digging mine. I got one, and I'm very happy with my purchase. My grandpa
That's
always
cool.
taught me, be happy with your purchase. Just make sure you're happy with your purchase. And I'm happy with my purchase, Grandpa.
I'm happy.
Good. It is though. They're easy to tune too. It seems, you know, that's the big thing for me is I'm not the biggest tuner in the world. If I'm tuning for you, I can tune your cart, doing it. I know what to do to make it better. But I don't know how to tell you my cart, you know what I mean? It's hard for me still.
Right.
After all these years I've been racing, like three.
Yeah. I'm
right.
the same way,
but
I couldn't tell you what my cart needs. I come off the track,
right,
it's fine. And yeah.
Yeah, and then people look at your cart on the track and they go, "No, it's not, dude. You're not lifting the tire over here. The thing's glued." I'm like, "Oh, it is? Okay. Maybe we should do something." I think I'm a hard one to do like that, you know what I mean? Because I don't know. It's hard, you know? It really is. But it's something you learn with experience, you know? For all you new racers out there, just keep doing what you're doing. Don't worry about tuning your cart. That's when I started getting it even faster, is when I quit trying to mess with it. I'd set it and forget it, you know, pretty much. And I think I was worried too much about tuning my cart and this and that. And you just got to drive the dang thing, you know? That's the bottom line. Got to drive the dang thing.
No, just get out there and
I'm
drive and get it on the track.
That's right, man. The guy with the most laps is probably going to do really good. You know, I'm a believer in that. Whoever's got puts in the most seat time, it's probably going to win. Whoever's got the most seat time in, you know?
Yeah. Now, Rodney, have you guys been testing at all up at Shasta since they're open on the weekends?
Yeah, we tested one, we went down there for a weekday. And tested the weather. Weather moved in on us a little bit, so it kind of rained us out. But yeah, we've been there, and you know, it's tough because you know you know, part of my team is split between not wanting to go out and do anything, and you know, the other is wanting to get out and practice, you know, social distancing and kind of obeying all the rules that are out there to respect all this stuff. So yeah, I mean, there's, you know, we are doing a little bit of testing here and there, but you know, not quite the whole team. Like I said, the team is kind of torn in two ways as to who wants to go out and who doesn't want to go out. So, and, you know, I just leave it up to them and that's their decision.
Yeah. No, I'm going to try to make a comeback this year and, you know, race a couple races, weight permitting, you know, with this being locked in the house and eating ice cream and cookies 24/7, it might be a little difficult, but, I'm going to try to make
it different.
Yeah. I was losing it from what, you know, the hair down to the waist. So, yeah,
so
my face is a lot
fatter.
Oh, no. I'm going to have to get a new suit, new shoes, and probably a new helmet, because I don't think my head will fit in my helmet after all this eating I'm doing.
It's gotten too big, huh?
Yeah, it's too big for my bridges.
So, Chris, do you guys have any kind of timeline on are you guys have anything for the future and when we may start, what track it would be? Do you guys have any kind of, have you been talking about that?
So we've been talking about it, you know, amongst our, you know, Kenny, Brian, and I have been kind of talking about it, but it seems like every time we make a decision with something, it changes. So we're kind of waiting on to when we can get out there and race again, you know, is, you know, we're waiting for Gavin Newsom to lift it all, that, you know, you can start going out to the track. So we're just kind of playing it by ear, right now. You know, Davis is in a couple weeks and then Shasta is supposed to be 3-4 weeks after that. And I don't think you're going to see us out of track probably till July, end of June, beginning of July.
Right.
I have a funny feeling that's just because you got to think, you know, it's, you know, if they lift it, but they only allow, you know, 50 to 100 people in somewhere, you know, we average like 225 to 250, you know, with all the guests and the racers and all that stuff. So we have to kind of, you know, play a close eye, you know, keep a close eye on that. And so we're chomping at the bit. Trust me, we're chomping at the bit to get the racers out there and go out there and have some fun again. But we're just kind of on a holding pattern right now.
So are you guys, you know, obviously when things get lifted and depending on what they allow or what's going to be considered a respectable crowd of people, do you guys believe that there's going to be a mad rush to get that first race out within all the series and in the state?
Oh yeah, I think so. I think, you know, everybody's going to try to get that first race out, you know, anywhere, because I think you're going to have a lot of people that are going to show up to race it because people are bored out of their minds. Yeah, I do. But then there's some of the people that have lost their jobs, you know, and that's something that we're looking at too, is, you know, some of these people lost their jobs and they've been off for, you know, 5-6 weeks. I mean, I, you know, pretty much, you know, we used to do 8 jobs a day and right now we're only doing 1. So, you know, we got to look after those racers too, the ones that just don't have the cash to go do it. Yeah. So but everybody's ready to go racing right now.
Yep.
Are you definitely watching those phone lines, Rossi? We watching the phone
I'm
lines?
I'm watching them, man.
Calling in. Okay, good.
Yeah, they're going crazy.
Man, I know everybody is jumping at the bit, man, and I just want everyone to, you know, be patient and let's make sure this thing gets to go away. You know, I know a lot of people are like, oh, it don't matter, and, you know, the flu kills just as many people, and that's not true anymore because the flu killed, what, 50 or something, 60,000, I don't know numbers. But now this thing's killed like 200,000 in way less time, you know what I mean, around the world. And it's no joke, man. This thing is no joke. It really isn't. So I just want everyone to, like, take it serious. And the more serious we can try to practice this social distancing, then the sooner we get to get out there, you know, because I want to be out there too. Don't get me wrong. I'm ready. I'm ready to go freaking have some fun, you know. I really am.
No, I'm practicing the social distancing at home. You know, I sleep on the couch and the wife sleeps in the bed, and I think our marriage has gotten a lot better. So, I'm inching my way outside right now. You know, matter of fact, you know, I think I might be sleeping
pretty
in the closet.
You'll be outside.
Tonight. Yeah, yeah, but the weather's getting better.
That was
so.
That was gonna happen anyway, so that's no surprise.
That's, someone told me
you
that.
Keep
and
this
I just
up, and you'll be outside in no time.
Well, she kept saying, the weather's going to be great. You might want to set the tent up outside. And so I thought maybe she was just, you know, practicing social distancing. I'd be a little bit further out and enjoying the weather now. So maybe not.
There is sea lions all over the place tonight. Oh, whoops. I didn't mean I shouldn't say that. I'm
yeah,
not out
my dog
boat
took
fish.
After one a minute ago. Jumped off the back of your boat.
Oh man, the stripers are running in the Sacramento River right now, so I've been fishing a lot. They only run for a little small amount of time, but there's some big ones, man. Some like 50 pounders, 60 pounders we're talking. That's big.
That's big.
If you guys are bored, you want to go fishing, call me. We'll go fishing. I fish all the time. All the time. That's what I do when I'm not carding, fish. I've been trying to get a lot
it?
Of fishing in lately. Yeah, pretty much. Fishing work. I've been lucky
now,
enough to keep working.
Yeah. Now, Rodney, are you doing any of this iRacing stuff?
No, not really. I'm not really interested in that and all that stuff. I know a lot of the kids are interested. A lot of the kids do that kind of stuff, and it's a great way to kind of keep your reflexes and hand-eye coordination and stuff in shape. But yeah, it's just racing is about the sights, the smells, the speed, the competition, you know, that the danger, that's what racing is about to me. And iRacing doesn't me on that, any of that kind of stuff. Not really interested in it.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
I can
maybe
barely...
we should start some. Do they have a karting game that we can do online? Maybe we should start some freaking races online. See some iCarting.
Burrell, have you seen me drive a go-kart? I'm 10 times worse in a racing simulator.
Well, then don't race. But I mean, I don't know if there's a game that, you know, on Xbox or something that they have for karting. Is there a karting game that's has all the tracks? I mean, I don't know. Maybe someone can call in and give us some insight on that. Maybe we can do something like that. See what people think anyways, you know?
I think there is a simulation game, but, you know, whether or not it has all the tracks and stuff, I think that would be a fun thing. But, you know, some of these professional online races and stuff like that, it just doesn't make sense to me. It's fun. All the stuff with these guys getting in trouble and I saw one of the new IndyCar drivers apologizing for taking out somebody, and it's like really, really having to apologize for taking somebody out in a video game is ridiculous. But I get it; they're sponsors and all that kind of stuff. So
I'll bet Pooh would be all about it. Pooh would be on it. He will go win, huh?
Hey, I got a phone call in, guys. This local famous driver just called in. So
we'll keep talking and you go
well,
see
I'm,
who it
I'm
is.
I'm going to bring him on.
Well,
this
no, you're
going to
go
will...
see who it is first and see
well,
what's
I already
up.
Know who it is. I've already been over and talked
oh,
to
you
him.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. You're good then. You're good.
He says he wants to give away a free training session for you, Harrell, so he can show you around the track
okay,
the
good.
Way.
Oh, I hope it's Steven Eisert.
Oh, you blew it. Yes, it is. Let me bring him on.
All right. You know, the funny thing is, Steven's been showing me the way around the track the whole time, but I just can't keep up with him to see the way around the track. That's my problem.
You know, that kid is a crack-up. You know, every time he's out on the track, if I'm standing out on the track, you know, help race directing or flagging it or whatever, he always takes the time and looks at me and smiles and waves. And I'm like, dude, you're going down the straightaway to get the green flag. Pay attention to where you're going. But he's always smiling and waving at me. You know, it's the funniest thing. But Steven Eisert's on right now, Harrell. Welcome him.
Steven Eisert, you there?
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, man. I told you, remember you asked. You said, hey, you need to get that show going, Harrell. And I said, okay, I'm going to. Just because you said that, and here we are, man. We did it. What do you think?
It's kind of cool. I like this. It's really cool to see what everyone's thinking about. I mean, we're not able to race right now, which gives us time to talk about things, what we're going to do this year, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Right, right. Are you sure this is Steven Isert, man, or is this? I mean, you're growing up way too fast, dude. All of a sudden, you're just like, oh yeah, yeah, and talking. And I remember when you were all shy and didn't really talk all that much. And you're on it now, man. Good job, dude. Wow. What have you been doing? With your time, because you don't have school. So what the heck you been doing?
Video games.
Video games. See, do they have a karting game, Steven Isert?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah,
but
any decent ones?
There's this one called Kartcraft. It's on a computer, and you have to have a simulator for it. It has, like, real carts, and it's pretty cool. I know somebody who has
it,
and they say they like it.
What about for an Xbox or something, or a PlayStation or something like that? Is there any for that we can all just get online, and whoever's online can come and race?
It's not a karting game, but it's F1, and me and my friends were just playing that right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you play with Healy and Mays and Randolph and the Barnwells, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Hams.
Who beat who in those games? Who's the baddest that we're around?
Well, it kind of depends what happens, but usually Barnwell will win.
Who will?
Barnwell or Healy.
They're both good?
Yeah, today I won.
Nice.
Attaboy. Brought home the W.
Yeah.
You're used to winning, though. You're a winner.
Yeah.
That's who you are. You know why? Because you're an Isert. That's what Iserts do. They win. Right?
Yeah.
How's your pops doing? I haven't talked to him for a while. How's your dad doing?
Good.
Good.
Yeah, mom's good. Is he there? You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, he's got
hey,
me.
Hey, buddy,
listening.
How you doing, man?
Good, man. How
That's
you been?
Good. Good, man. Just like you say, trying to keep 19 free. You know what I mean? Trying not to get to 19. But what are your thoughts on that whole thing? I mean, what do you think? You think we're ready to open? You think we need a little time? Or I mean, what's your thoughts on it?
Shoot, I've been going to work every day. I don't wear a mask. Don't wear gloves. I mean, let's go.
Right. Right.
I ain't scared.
That's what a lot of people are saying, you know. I've been at work every day.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is I had a guy at work. He went to go get a biopsy on something. He on his stomach or something, and he sent a picture to everyone at work and said, "Hey, I got the code. I got the 19." And I said, "What, dude?" I about crapped myself, man. He showed me a picture where he was in the hospital with a mask on, but he was just getting ready for a biopsy or something on his stomach or something. It wasn't really the 19, but it scared me, man. I was like, "What? You fool?"
Yeah, scared
it was kind of, it kind of was funny, but kind of not, you know, one of those kind of things.
Yeah. I mean, it is
but,
what it is.
Right,
I mean,
right. And we're going to have to live with it for a while, I think. Until they get a vaccine, we're going to have to live with it, right? I mean,
everybody's going to get it before they have a vaccine, so.
I think I've already had it.
Yeah, same here.
You're the one that brought it over. You're probably the one that brought it over.
California in about freaking December.
Yeah.
The what?
I think it passed through California in December. But.
Well,
right?
Santa Clara is saying what? October, November right now. I think they just came out with that people had it back then. So, yeah, it's definitely
that's,
here.
That's all out of Stanford did that shit like a couple weeks ago said that. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, you're not going to see that on the news, but I'm not scared of it. I mean, I work at a trucking dealership. We got trucks coming in from New York, everywhere, every day. And it's like you could either have anxiety about it and be all – scared, or you could just be like, you know, hey, whatever happens, happens. You don't want to bring nothing home to your house, but I mean, whatever. I can't quit working.
Right, right.
I got to keep going. So.
Well, they see the old people are the ones that got to worry about it. So, Rossi, you got to be worried.
I'm very well. I already got it.
He could, Rossi, hit it on the top of his head, and you'd probably be able to see it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely.
It'd be one of those little popcorn coronavirus things. Have them all over.
So hey, Steven, you haven't been in your car at all then, huh? Since all this went down, you just been video gaming and hanging out at home.
Well, a couple weekends ago, we went out
to an undisclosed go kart track.
Oh,
yeah.
You got the private track like we got going. We got a private track too.
It's not private. We don't want to blast it.
Right. I hear you. That's good. That's respectable because there's a few stuff that are open. They're following, like, I think, what is it, Rodney? Reading, I think, only allows so many people out on the track. If there's that many people, then you can't go something?
10 people. From
10 people, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was there, there was very, very few people. Very few.
Yeah.
Is that how your track still is, kind of, too? You know, if there's so many people, then you got to wait in line or whatever?
No, you got to be a member right now.
Got to be a member.
To be a member at Reno, but you know, the weather this time of the year is pretty crazy. So most of our local members aren't exactly taking advantage of it. So it's pretty much dead for everybody. I mean, get the track once a week. You know, one time every blue moon isn't exactly. It's nice, but I mean, it's not what we'd like. But it is what it is. I mean, everybody's got to deal with it. It'll be interesting to see. You know, it'll be interesting to see the first race if there's a race that comes up immediately. You know, it's going to be interesting to see. What type of cart shape everybody's in, you know, because not a lot of people are going to be in cart shape. And
Oreo shape. Oreo shape, like ice cream shape. I'm in cheeseburger shape.
It'll be crazy.
I can eat a lot of cheeseburgers right now. what are you doing this year, Ice Hurts? What do you guys plan? Are you doing some KPX? Are you doing some SCUSA stuff? What are your guys' plans for the season?
KPX in Prairie City.
Oh, nice. That's good. Nice. I know you did some SCUSA type stuff, huh? Last year, was that a good time? Was that different than the KPX, or was it the same competition? Was it, you know, more competition? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, KPX has. Let's see. It has, like, it SCUSA's a little bit more, it has a little bit more competition. Well, just because it's SCUSA, and KPX has really, it's pretty good competition. It's local, good budget. It's really good. I like it. It gets to see all my friends.
Right.
You know.
KPX loves you too.
Thanks.
What about how are we going to give away these the stuff today? A free entry to the KPX, Steven? How do you want to give it away? What are we going to do? We're going to do a little contest? We're just going to have a caller? What do we want to do?
Contest.
A contest? Uh-oh. What kind of contest? What could we do on the radio contest that someone could win?
Pick a number through 1 in 50 kind of thing.
Okay. And have everyone just say a number? Whoever gets the closest?
Yeah, and you think of the number. And whoever gets the closest.
Okay, we'll do 1 in 100. 1 in 100. We'll do 1 in 100. You got to call in to say your number and say who you are. And Rossi's going to answer the phone. He's going to write it all down. Like someone calls in, Steven calls in. Well, let's make Steven our first one.
All right. Need you this.
Let's see. I got the number. I got the number already in my head. Okay.
Text me the number, Harrell. I don't trust you. Text me the number. No.
Okay. You don't trust me. I got it. I got the number.
I'm gonna leave this conversation and I'm gonna get onto the switchboard here. We're having some people call in, so.
Okay.
Yeah, Harrell, text me his number. It's Whoa, 35 for a row? Seriously? Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that.
So,
35.
Okay, so that's the number.
I'm kidding. I'm
kidding. What do you want? Pick a number, Steven. You're going to be the first one to get
right.
to guess.
I'll be back.
75? Okay,
75.
75?
All right.
Yep, that's Steven Iser. And this is for
okay.
the free entry to the KPX.
All right,
okay.
I've got people calling in, so hang on. Whoa, the switchboard's lighting up. I don't think I can handle this, Orel. There's a lot of, oh
yeah,
my
you
goodness.
Can. You're Chris Rossi. You're good at it.
Oh, okay, hang on. Let me get another guy. I'll be back. You guys keep
okay.
talking.
Okay, we will. All right, is Rossi gone? You there, Rossi? Talk about him now?
No.
I'm just kidding. So, okay, 75. 75. What are we going to do for you, Rodney, for a spot there? We're going to pick a number two, and we'll do between, like, 1 and 200?
Sounds good.
Okay, okay. So you think of the number then, Rodney, and you text it to Rossi.
Okay?
Okay. And tell him this is between 1 and 200, and you tell him your number. But you can't be on a team already to go under Rodney's pit. You know what I mean? I hate to do that, but it's just like we don't want to make, you know, piss anybody off. So if you're not on a team and you want to go check it out under the tent and see what it's like to be on a team and under the tent and be part of it, then, man, call in the number. I guess I should tell you guys the number, huh? I know it's all over Facebook and everything else, but I've got it right here. The number is 516-531-9857. 516-531-9857. Call in. Tell us what you got. Two of them, okay? You got two of them. You can win twice tonight. You can win under the tent, and you can win an entry fee. So 1 in 200
okay.
is for – did you get it? You got it, Rodney? You there?
Yeah, so go ahead with what you were saying there with the numbers.
1 and 200. One, but pick a number between 1 and 200 for the pit spot under Rodney's tent for both days. The first KPX, he's going to give you 2 days under the tent: a Saturday for practice and a Sunday for race day. That's huge, man. That's a big prize. And then for an entry, you get KPX entry 1 in 100. You can't pick 75 because that's already been taken. So you can't pick that. That was Steven Iser. So, that's what I want to do every week. I want to talk to more sponsors, get people to sponsor us, you know, have big prizes like this. I mean, it's huge. It really is. It's big to be able to give stuff away. I think people, they really like that, you know?
Yep.
So, I wonder if Chris Rossi's doing okay over there. I wish I had my computer. It kind of makes me nervous. When he's running my whole radio show, you know how Chris Rossi is. All of a sudden,
so,
he could be giving away the farm.
Bro.
What's that, Steven? Yeah, buddy.
I have a question. How many
okay.
people listen to this?
It depends. Before, I had about 1,000 all-time listeners, but one show, it could be anywhere between 50 and 200.
Okay. That's cool.
You know, sometimes it was 200, even 250 we've had. You know, I had one show where I think we had up to like 400 people or something listen to the show all together, you know.
That's cool.
A lot of people don't listen to it live, though. You know, they'll listen to it, you know, like tomorrow or something, they'll listen to it. So you got to be listening live if you want to win the prizes, right?
Yeah.
So maybe you'll be the only one that calls in and you're just going to win. Who knows? Maybe nobody's out there listening. Maybe we're just talking to ourselves. We don't know.
Oh, the phones are going crazy.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
All right. That's because we're giving away KPX stuff in a pit spot. I mean, this is no joke. They're good prizes, man.
I know. The phones are going crazy. I got a bunch of numbers here.
That's awesome. And did you hear, did Rodney gave you a number, huh, between 1 and 200 for the pit spot? You got to get it.
Okay. No. No, I just have Rodney give me a number.
Okay, between 1 and 200.
No, 1 in 100, because that means I'm going to have to listen to all these other people call. So I already
what
have these guys'
call?
Number.
Well, okay, 1 in 100. All right. All right. She's already changing it up for us.
Hang on. I have one more person just called in. Hang on.
Okay.
No,
good,
I don't.
Good.
No,
go
I don't.
Over there. Answer
phone. No.
Oh,
I don't. Over. I don't. They hung
okay,
up
so
on
Okay. You already
me.
Got some numbers in there.
I already have the numbers.
Okay. Good. Good. So like
Rodney,
with about 15 minutes left on the show, we'll have Rossi go over and tally it up.
Harrell, we have about 5 minutes left on the show.
Oh shoot, it's already time. So let's tally it up.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
So
you've got one more minute to call in.
Hang on.
What is
I
it?
Got
516.
I'm gonna switch
531.
Over.
516-531-9857. 516-531-9857. Call in. You want that pit spot? I mean, we got 5 minutes left, so hurry up and call. Call. Good job, Isert. That was a smart one. That was a good one. Man, I wish that we had a little more time, though. I didn't realize that I was slapping my lips for that long. I do that pretty well sometimes.
Yeah, you do pretty good.
You do.
All right.
Right?
So we have 4 minutes.
Okay,
so Rodney,
we got one more minute for people to call in. Hold on. One more minute. Any last-minute callers? 516-531-9857. You got 22
got
seconds
one more
left
10 minutes.
To call in.
Hang on.
Okay, here comes another one. All right. So I'm looking at my clock, and so we got about 10 seconds left. You better call in within the next 10 seconds. 516-531-9857. What's that number, Harrell? Oh, it's 516-531-9857. One more time, 516-531-9857. Call in, win some goods. I mean, we're talking big dollar prizes here. And we're going to close it as soon as Rossi comes back. So he's going to be the one that shuts it off. Maybe I'm going to have to shut him off because he's going to probably got the phones just lighting up now. 27. So, man, we're going to have to call it. I hate to shut it down. We're just too close to the end. Okay. Rossi, I don't know if you can hear us. I don't think you can. I don't
Pardon?
Think you can. Hello?
I'm on.
Hello?
Yep. Who's this?
I put her on the wrong spot. All right, you ready? You
That's
ready,
okay.
Harrell?
Do you got a winner?
I have a winner.
We have two winners, right?
We have two free winners. Well, I have a winner for the free entry.
Okay, who's the winner for the free entry? Let's say it.
Well, what's Rodney's numbers first? 1 through 100. What's Rodney's number?
Well, no, because right. That's a different thing. We're giving away the one first prize first.
All right. So the free entry to
who's
the KPX
closest?
Race. Well, this lady hit it spot on.
She knew what number I was going to pick.
She did.
Nice.
And the cool thing, this is a grandmother of a racer that called in, Harrell.
Awesome. Who is it?
That's awesome.
It is. It's Sarah Baker's grandma called in and said,
oh, yay.
65.
Nice. She is so smart. 65 was my number. I picked my number, my racing number.
Yes.
So she won.
65.
Okay,
this
we got
Brian
one more to
Baker's
give away.
Brian Baker's mom called in and said that.
Gail, right?
Yes.
Gail, right?
I think
yeah. Okay, so check it out. We got one more to do. We got to hurry because we're at the end.
Yeah, we got a minute left. So what's the – Rodney, what's your number?
What's my number? 71.
Yeah, 1 through 100.
71. Who got closest?
Oh, no. Steven Isert, 75.
What?
Right.
Yeah.
So, Steven, is he on a team already? Are you guys on a team?
No. Here's the crazy thing is Steven Isert had the free entry also until Mrs. Baker called in and said 65. So, yes.
Man.
Yeah.
So
that's
Isert,
pretty cool.
You win, buddy. You can come hang out for a weekend. If you're on a team already, though, we got to talk. So, and then we'll have to do it again. We'll have to give it away to somebody. I don't know. We'll have to talk to Steven and see what's up. Is he still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Are you on a team already? Are you guys racing with somebody already?
Yeah. Let me go to my dad.
Huh?
Yeah, he's racing for Rossi Racing. I just hired him.
What's up?
We just hired him.
Are you guys on
Rossi
a team already?
Racing.
You guys just won the the underneath the tent for Rodney, but if you're on a team already, we don't want to take no one away from anything.
Yeah, go ahead and give it to somebody else.
Okay. What's the next closest number? Hurry, Rossi.
Trenton, if he could do that.
Okay, you want him to be able to give it to whoever he wants? Well, let's see. Let's get one more number. We gotta get someone to call in.
That would be Steve Pagot. Would be the closest.
What?
Yeah.
Okay,
right
Steve
on.
Steve Pagot, you win, buddy. You're coming on for a weekend.
All I have to
that
say is
you have
I'm
to
sorry,
come race
Rodney.
With us.
I'm sorry, Rodney. That's all I got to say.
Well, hey, I want to thank everybody real quick for coming on. We're going to get cut off here. I want to thank every one of you for coming on. We're going to have more prizes next week, more big prizes like that, man. Thanks, Steven Eisert and Chad for coming on and just spending their time. Rodney for kicking down some prizes.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah,
hey,
man,
Rodney,
don't worry,
thank you.
Man.
Hey, this is Chad Eisert. Thank you, Rodney. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
right
we'll
on, right on. Good
sport,
man. We'll
get you hooked up with something else here, Chad. We'll get you hooked up with something else.
All right, buddy.
Cool. There we go.
Okay,
all right,
Chad,
everyone
care,
else
buddy.
Out there, congratulations, Baker. Woohoo! Yeah, because she won some tires a long time ago that was someone already won or something. It was a big mix-up, so I'm so glad that she won. That is awesome. I can't believe she guessed it was my number. But once again, thank you, Chris Rossi. Thanks, Brian Baker, for man, just helping me out a little bit here and there on this thing. I can't do it by myself. So thank you for the KPX sponsoring this thing. Thank you for Rodney Rivera and Nevada Kart Sport Racing sponsoring this thing. If you would like to sponsor the Hump Day with Harrell Show, come on down. We're accepting applications. We need them. We need everybody. So, man, we'll see you guys next Wednesday. I'm looking forward to it. Time goes by way too fast, and we'll see you guys next week. This is Harrell with Hump Day with Harrell exclusively on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you. Bye.